fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, "How, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Horse Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'll Silver!
The trail from Melton to Black Hawk split at Summit Rock. To the left, a wide and deeply rutted road dropped down the divide and led to the mining town's main street. On the right, a vague trail rambled off toward the tiny dead-end valley at the bottom of Pelican Peak Mountain. Ken Albright and his partner, Tucker Barnes, halted their double wagon, six-horse freight outfit when they reached Summit Rock.
Whoa! Whoa there! Ho! Ho! Ho there!
Here, Tucker. You can tool this tandem rig the rest of the way, can't you?
Been skinning mules for 30 years, Ken.
All right.
Then I'll get the steel handrails out of the second wagon.
Yeah? Kind of figured that's what you do when we get close to the valley.
What do you mean?
Well, aiming to cut over Pelican Peak and deliver them drills to old man Weaver, eh?
Why, yes. I thought it would.
Ain't you forgetting, young fella, that the rules of the Albright and Barnes Freight Company say we set our loads down in Blackhawk. Customers are supposed to pick them up there.
No, I'm not forgetting, but John Weaver's an old man, Tucker, pretty feeble. And he has no horse to ride into Black Hawk.
What's he doing down there in the valley anyway?
Oh, puttering around, sinking a fence hole, or maybe a shaft when he feels like it. A man who's spent all his life as a mining engineer can't stop working just because he's old.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And of course, you toting the drills down there ain't got nothing to do with the fact that old man Weaver has a mighty pretty daughter named Sally.
Well,
a girl who's caught the eye of the youngest half of the best freighting outfit west of Denver.
Oh, no, Tucker. What I mean is Sally and I...
Well, go on, son. Grab one of the saddle horses tied to the tailgate and skin out of here.
Thanks, Tucker.
But don't forget, we're still running the freight line. Bart Russell's stamping mill is running full blast. Like as not, he'll want some more concentrate hauled up there before the end of the week.
Well, that's one part of our business I don't like. Freighting loads for Bart Russell.
Well, can't say I caught into the critter very much, but then...
I don't like him. He squeezed out most of the small miners in Black Hawk.
He pays off, son. We need the business.
All right. You handle that end of it. I'll see you later tonight. Get it!
Dad Burnett, wish I was about 20 years younger and knew a girl as pretty as Sally Weaver. Get up, you stabbing-legged jugheads. Let's roll.
Sally! Huh. Nowhere in sight. Funny she's got the door closed on a day as hot as this one. Well, Mr. Weaver wants these drills. Sally! I thought you...
Hello, Ken. What do you want?
Want? Why, I brought your dad's drills.
You can
just
put the drills in the tool house.
Sure I will, but... Sally, what's the matter?
Nothing.
But you... I mean, you're acting so strangely that... There must be something...
Why should anything be wrong, Ken? It'll take you most of the afternoon to ride into Blackhawk. You better hurry.
Hurry? I don't want to...
Please, Ken. Please go.
No, I won't. I'm going to...
Ken, behind you. Watch out.
Good work, Hoot. If you'd have come any closer, I was going to take this gun out of the girl's back and blast him.
Ken! You've killed him.
Shut up.
He ain't dead. I just tapped him on the noggin.
First it was Dad. Now Ken.
Stop squalling or you get a taste of the same thing.
This is one of the hombres that run the freight line.
Yeah?
Lucky we spotted him coming over the Pelican. And all we have to do now is keep the three of them quiet and send word to the boss.
That's your job. I'll hold everything here till you get back with enough men to care for this caper.
All right, but I've never met the big boy himself. Who is he?
That's none of your business. And it's better that way. I'll tell you how to get word to him.
How?
You ride on into Blackhawk. Now, you know where that little horse corral is on the east side of town?
Yeah?
Well, there's a half-breed works there. Tell him who you are, and he'll pass the word along.
That all there is to it? Just tell the breed?
Yep. And you can ride back with the boys.
Oh. How about this one? The old coot inside the cabin and her.
I'll handle him. Take him over to the mine. That's the safest place.
Be a lot of trouble. Why don't you just...
Listen, Hoot. You've worked for the boss as long as I have. You learn to follow orders. Nothing more, nothing less. Now line out of here and do what I told you.
All right, it's no skin off of my nose. See you later.
It was just after sundown when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up their horses on a trail not far from Blackhawk.
Down to Blackhawk is just ahead, Tonto. Why don't you ride in and locate a blacksmith shop tonight? If you find one, you can go back tomorrow morning and have scouts shod. Otherwise, we'll head east and stop at Melton.
Me do it.
Steady, big fella. I'll make camp here and have supper ready by the time you get back.
You know where me find blacksmith shop in town?
No, I'm not very familiar with the place, Tonto. You better ask at the first horse corral you see.
Me find out. Get him up, scout!
Horse corral.
Better ask questions.
Well, who this, amigo?
How? Me like fine blacksmith feller. Put shoe on horse.
This is corral. No blacksmith here.
Oh. Nobody in whole town shoe horses?
Just one. He work up at the mine. Take care of the mules.
Where me find him now?
Every night, same thing. The hombre drink at the El Dorado bar. I'm going that way. I'll tell him you're here.
That's good. Me wait.
Bueno. I'll be back.
Quiet, scout. Quiet, fella. We not wait long.
Whoa. Hi there.
How?
Engine, huh? Guess Red don't know the difference between a redskin and a half-breed. Hey, you savvy Red Kerrigan?
Well, me not know.
He said you'd take a message to the boss.
Me not savvy, boss.
You don't have to play dumb with me, Injun. I don't know the gent personally, but we're all drawing cards in the same game.
Maybe so.
Sure. Red and I dabbed a loop on old man Weaver and the girl. You know, down at their shack at the bottom of Pelican.
You do that?
Yeah. Just before I left, that young buck Ken Albright showed up. We cooled him off, too.
Oh.
Get that message to the boss, will you? And tell him he'd better send a big crew out there. The old codger's mind's everything we figured it was.
What's your name?
What? Hoot Landis. I work at the Red all the time. Now get a move on.
Maybe better me go plenty fast. Here, Scout.
Well, don't forget to tell him now.
Hey,
to send...
amigo, I talked to the horseshoeing hombre. One more drink and he'll come down and go to work.
Maybe me not wait now.
Hey, both of you critters look alike. Which one of you works here?
Guinness.
I don't savvy the lingo, but Red Kerrigan said...
Kerrigan, that... shut your mouth.
But I tell him...
Don't let this redskin know about...
I thought that he was... I mean, I just told him to tell him...
Me not wait for blacksmith.
Hey, wait a minute, you sneaking engine. You made me think that...
Get
you...
him up, Scout.
I'll drill that greasy redskin.
Get him. Get him.
Told me, Toto, he must have walked right in the middle of a gang of crooks.
Mexican fella work a corral. Crook send message by him.
Evidently so. I know Hoot Landis and Red Kerrigan, my reputation. They're a couple of professional gunmen. I wonder who the boss is.
Hoot fella say them have old man and girl in shack. Then him say them get Ken Albright. Who that?
I don't know, Toto, but we'll find out in a hurry.
Here's Silver, Scout. We go to shack, bottom of Pelican Mountain?
No, we're riding to town first.
Steady, Silver.
I want to talk to Ken Albright's partner.
Come on, Silver. Hit him up, Scout.
This freight office is at the end of the street.
Easy, big man.
I don't think anyone will see us.
You see light inside. We go see...
No, Toto. We better post a lookout. You wait here. I won't be long.
What the...
Zion here says all Brighton Barnes. You, Mr. Barnes?
Masked. Oh, hold up, eh?
Keep that gun in leather. I'm not an outlaw. This isn't a holdup.
Why, you nervy... All right, you got the drop on me. What do you want?
Just a few words. The only reason I pulled a gun was to keep you from doing something foolish.
What are you wearing that mask for, if you know?
I got the mask. Your partner's in trouble. He needs help.
Partner? You mean Ken? How do you know?
Is there a man named Weaver who lives somewhere near the base of Pelican Peak?
Weaver? Ken headed for there this afternoon. He's going to deliver some drills to the old man.
When do you expect him back?
Well, no, that's kind of hard to say. You see, Sally Weaver...
I'm pretty sure he's in trouble.
How do you know?
What's wrong, Toto?
Say, who's this redskin?
Me come up. Men come up on the side of the street. Them see me. Me think them lawmen.
Sheriff, I saw him. He conducted to the freight office.
Hey, redskin, get your hands up and keep him there.
That's the sheriff, all right. Guess he must have trailed you to...
Slam the door, Toto, quick. Barnes, is there another door to this place?
Yeah, right back
Good.
There.
You and Tonto go out that way. I'll cover you.
Wait, I ain't aiming
to... Yes, you are. Wait a minute. Blow out that lamp.
I won't.
Hurry.
Let me do it.
Now, when they come in the front door, we'll go around outside and get our horses.
But I tell you, I
come.
Ain't going...
We go plenty fast.
Let's riddle that door, Sheriff. We're bound to hell. You in there. Better open up or I'll cut down the door with lead.
Start cutting, Sheriff. I'm ready.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now, to continue our story. To avoid the sheriff's gunfire, the Lone Ranger edged along the wall of the freight line. Then he snapped several shots into the air to cover his retreat as he slipped out the rear door.
Back of the door frame while you're doing it.
Yeah, if the coyote wants a target, he'll have to shoot fast. There. See anything?
No, I don't see anything.
Hear that?
Outside.
Sneak down on us. There must be a back door to this office.
Yeah, the critter got away all right. What I can't figure is what happened to Tucker Barnes. Did he go with him?
Sally, where are we?
We're in the mine, Dad.
The mine? Well, how did we...
Remember those two men who came to the cabin this morning? They hit you over the head with a gun.
Oh, yes. Now I...
And when Ken came to deliver your steel drills, they knocked him out, too.
Ken? Is he
That's
here?
Right, Mr. Weaver. I was so dumb, I walked right into a trap.
It wasn't your fault. I should have warned you better than I did.
These men, do they know about the mine? About the
I'm
gold?
Afraid so, Dad. That's the reason for all this.
Well, what do you mean, Sally?
Last week, Dad discovered a rich vein of gold ore right here in the shaft. He thought we'd kept it a secret, but... Well, you know the rest.
The men who did this, do you know who they are?
I think I've seen them before in Blackhawk. They call each other Hoot and Red. After he hit Ken, Hoot rode away. Then Red made me drag both of you in here. He's waiting at the head of the shaft with a gun.
Well, is there any other way out of here, Mr. Weaver?
None. I dug this shaft myself.
What's the object of all this? What do they intend to do?
Work the mine. It'll be safe enough. No one ever comes into this valley.
I'm afraid you're right. Unless we can think of
something... Don't waste your time, Grandpa. When the boys get back, we'll dig three holes in that slag heap outside. We'll all have plenty of time to think.
Why, you...
No, George, Ken, don't!
You better sit still. That girl's talking sense. Your string playing out, you might as well stay in one piece.
Hey, Juniper, I don't know who you are, mister. And I can't say that I caught into the idea of being drug out of the freight office by my heels. But what you've told me sounds like the truth.
It is. I'm sure of it.
You figure them coyotes have took Ken, old man Weaver, and Sally penned up at the bottom of Pelican Peak, eh?
That's what Hoot came back to report to the boss. Any idea who that might be?
Yeah, must be some owl Hoot hanging around town.
I think the best thing to do is report it to the sheriff. Ask him to form a posse and ride out there.
Well, that was the sheriff who was slinging lead at your engine pod.
And crook Hoot Landis, fellow with him.
I brought you out here to our camp so we could talk it over. Well, we'll ride back to town now. You can report it to the law. Mr. Silver, Scott.
Well, sure, but you, in that mask, you can't
really
go with us.
Ride double with Tonto. We'll wait for you back of your freight office.
Juniper, I never saw a fellow who moves so dead blasted fast.
Here, let me help you up. Come on, Silver. Get him up, Scout.
Evening, Sheriff.
Evening, Mr. Russell.
Heard some lead flying on Main Street about an hour ago. Just what was the trouble?
A fella named Landis told me Redskin tried to bushwhack him down by the horse corral.
Landis, huh? Might be one of my workers up at the mill.
I spotted the engine. He was right outside the Albright and Barnes freight office.
What happened?
I started to arrest him, but he slammed the door and began blasting. By the time I got in there, he had sneaked out the back. Took Barnes with him, I guess.
Yeah. Too bad. But you did a good job, Sheriff.
Thanks, Mr. Russell.
We need good lawmen like you here in Black Hawk. And I won't forget it when the next election comes along.
Well, thanks, Mr. Russell. Thanks again.
I just dropped in to say hello. I'm riding up to the mill tonight with some of my men. See you later.
Sure. I'm glad you... good night.
Sheriff!
Tucker Barnes! I've been looking for you. You're under arrest.
Now, wait a minute, Sheriff.
If you've got some slick reason for that engine holding up in your freight office while he slings lead at me.
Now, if you'll just
listen. Who was that redskin?
There's a lot of underhanded things going on around this town. I didn't realize it until...
Get up, boy.
Hey! Who's that? Who are they?
Mr. Russell and his crew riding up to the mill. It ain't got nothing to do with what I got...
How about that hombre riding with him? Who'd Landis?
Landis is just a drifting cowpoke.
Oh, that's what you think, you dad-blasted muddle-headed...
Cut the palaver and hand over your gun, Barnes. You're under arrest.
Listen, Ken Albright, my partner, is at the bottom of Pelican Peak. Right
that
now,
local right? Talk don't make sense. Hand over your gun.
Yes, it does make sense, Sheriff.
Masked. A masked outlaw.
Come on. Don't reach for a gun. You're covered.
So I was right, Barnes. You are in cahoots with outlaws.
Take his gun, Barnes.
Okay, he's the sheriff.
Go on, take it. For his own protection as well as ours. Nothing so dangerous as a gun in the hands of a man who thinks he knows the truth.
Here.
Now, you keep it. The sheriff will want it back later on.
You're doggone right, I will. If you think you can get away with this,
hey,
I'll tell you...
That bunch of hombres that just rode by here with Bart Russell. Who'd Landis was with?
Yes, I know. And I've reached the same conclusion you have. I'm pretty sure who the boss is.
Mr. Russell and his miners have gone up to the mill.
Maybe. Or they might be heading for the valley, the bottom of Pelican Peak.
How are we going to stop them? Must have been 20 or 30 men in that bunch.
You'll have to round up an equal number. You have plenty of friends. Can't you rustle that many men?
Well, I can try. Now, how do you figure on cornering Russell's crew? They've got a head start on us. We can't get to the valley before daylight any way you ride.
Isn't there a shortcut of any kind?
None that I know of. You see, Russell's stamping mill is on the ridge of the peak, and he's been dumping slag down into the valley for years. That's why they call it Pelican Peak. The slag dump looks like the underside of a pelican's bill.
Yes, yes, I know.
But there's no trail up there that a horse could find. Nothing but the iron tracks for the dump cars.
We can't use the valley trail. They'll see us coming.
That's what I mean. There ain't no way.
Yes. Yes, there is. At least it's worth a trial.
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you later. Now, round up as many men as you can and meet me at the stamping mill at daybreak.
Stamping mill? We can't get down to the valley that way. They'd see us. Pick us off like flies.
Maybe not. Get the men together. You'll have to hurry. There's much time before sunrise.
Well, you've been right so far, stranger. Guess I'll string along.
Good.
What about him?
The sheriff's going to ride with Tonto and me. We'll meet you at the mill.
You're local. I'm not going anyplace.
Yes, you are, Sheriff. We're both going. Now!
Lie down, boys. Take a smoke and rustle some grub. We can't do any work till daybreak.
Glad you got here, boss.
Oh, hello, Red. Who told me everything worked out all right?
Sure. Got the old man, the girl, and young Albright bottled up in the mine.
Good. I don't know why Albright dealt himself in on this, but that's his hard luck.
What'll we do with him? Slag heap?
Why not?
Yeah. That's right. Why not?
Oh, fella. Easy, big fella.
Well, we made it, Sheriff. Got here before sunrise. You'd better get off and stretch your legs.
I'll arrest you crazy hombres for this. You can't kidnap the law and get away with it.
We'll have arresting to do later on. I see Tucker Barnes is here with his men.
Guess we beat you up here, but... None of us can figure how we're going to get down to the floor of the valley without Russell seeing us.
Aren't those empty dump cars standing on the track over there?
Yeah, but...
How do they work?
Work? Why, soon as the mill opens, they're filled with slag. Then they coast out to the end of the dump and hit a trip rod and turn over sideways.
That's what I thought. The end of the dump is the closest point we can reach above John Weaver's cabin.
Sure, but dumping slag out of those gunslingers won't stop them.
That wasn't what I had in mind. Call the men over here and I'll explain.
Sure, I told them we're taking orders from you. Hey, fellas, over this way.
Tucker Barnes has told you why we're all here. Our only problem is how to get down to the valley without being seen. Now, this is what we'll do. There's a string of empty dump cars right behind you. Each car will hold two or possibly three men.
You mean we'll get into those cars and coast out to the end of the slag dump?
Why not? Everybody keeps his head down. They can't be seen.
Yeah, but when the cars hit that trip rod, they'll turn over.
That's when we'll jump.
Right into the middle of Russell's gunhawks.
Yes, I hope so. Tell the men to watch their gunfire. The sheriff wants his prisoners alive.
You heard what he said, boys.
Are you game?
That's what we're here.
All right, then. Climb into the dump cars. We're going for a ride.
Keep it coming. Me want
to... No, no, Tonto. You better not come along. Somebody has to start the cars rolling. You give us a shove.
She's loaded, stranger, but there's room for another passenger in this last car.
Good. Backtrack with the horses, Tonto. Meet me down in the valley.
Me do it. Me give big push now?
Yes.
Keep your heads down, boys, and when we hit the end of the line, be ready to jump.
All right, you hombres. Break out those picks and shovels. We're going to work.
Right. Have to clear the shaft first, boss. You know what I mean?
Sure. But that won't take long. Come on.
Yeah, I thought that. Hey, what's the matter? Look up there on the slag dump. A string of cars coming out.
Well, what about it?
Well, ain't it kind of early? First shift at the mill hasn't gone to work yet. Maybe the cars are running wild.
Can't hurt anything. They'll dump automatically and they're empty.
I don't know, boss. Those cars don't ride like they're empty. Look. I
suppose they're not. Just stand back so the slag doesn't hit us.
Yeah, but suppose...
Here they come. Watch them turn over.
That looks like the law. Halfway or something.
They'll be on top of us in a minute. Gun them down. Blast them.
Line up, all of you. I'll drill the first critter that makes a move.
This is the biggest batch of mavericks the sheriff ever handled. And I helped him collect their guns.
Good. How about Mr. Weaver and his daughter and your partner?
Found them over in the mine shaft. They were scared, all right, but everything's fine now.
Good. And Tonto and I'll be going. Adios.
Wait a minute. You can't go now.
Is that masked man one of the outlaws? Are you letting him walk away?
Why, he's no outlaw, Ken. Leastwise, not an ordinary kind.
Well, I don't understand. What's he doing here with you and the sheriff?
Oh, Tucker, it was wonderful the way you and the posse rescued us. We were watching from the head of the mine shaft. Seemed as though all of Pelican Peak started moving at once.
Yep, and the jet that Ken is asking about is the man who made the Pelican move.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.